Third, we set up a general savings account or a cushion for real emergencies or special opportunities. The concept of pay yourself first, then, isn't about treating yourself to a new pair of shoes or splurging on a trip to Tahiti. It's about taking care of yourself financially for the future, Leslie said thoughtfully. That's exactly what it is, I acknowledged. And you bring up a great point because people do get confused about that and then go out and spend the money they've worked so hard to save on treats for themselves and end up back at zero. As a matter of fact, the $5,000 down payment for my very first rental property, the little two-bedroom, one-bath house, was the first money to come out of our investing account. It's a little hard to imagine putting away 30% and living on only 70% of what I bring in, Leslie lamented.